You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
When Medicare is tough to understand, trust the man. His name is Stan. He'll find the plan that fits your span. Nobody helps like Medicare, Stan.
Good afternoon, all of our happy listeners. My name is Stan, as you heard from my announcer. My name is Stan the Man, Stan Brouard, and I talk about Medicare. So today, much like last week, we're going to go over the basics of Medicare. Throughout my 30 minutes here, I will be giving out my phone number a couple of times, and feel free to text me any questions that may pop up while you're listening. I encourage you to do that simply because as a listener and as one of many listeners, there are questions that come up. And if one person asks the question, it may answer it for a number of different people. So we are at the end of what they call the annual election period, which runs from October 15th to December 7th of each year. And December 7th is 5 days away. And so I will go over some basic information about Medicare. I cannot address any specific information within your plan, but my information will be generic and basic. And if you have any specific questions you want to ask, you can reach me at 407-724-5897. Well, again, it's 407-724-5897. And I am local here in Brevard County. And although I have a 407 number, which implies Orlando. Anyway, so let's get started. And to all of our listeners today, by the way, anyone who texts or calls me, you will be receiving, if you want, a guide called a Clarity Guide. Basically, it covers the basics of Medicare, the election periods, the Part B, the Part D, everything that is to be known about Medicare. So I'm going to go over that stuff today, but if you want a physical copy that you can look over at your convenience and your leisure, I will be happy to get you one of those if you request one. All right, so let's get started. There's two ways to have Medicare. One is what they call Original Medicare, which comprises of Part A, Part B, and Part D, like drugs for prescriptions. So Part A basically covers the hospitals and anything that happens under the roof of a hospital. So inpatient care is all Part A. Now for Part B, that pays for doctors and specialists and other providers that are outside of the hospital. So that is A and B. Now prescriptions, the Part D, is also a part of Medicare, but that is a standalone piece that you have to get. You have to add to your original Medicare A and B. So, the issue with Original Medicare is that it covers 80% of the bill, leaving you with a 20% liability. And there is no limit as to what that amount, that 20%, can be. Therefore, a lot of people who enroll in Original Medicare get what they call a Medicare supplement. A supplement, also referred to as a Medigap plan, a supplement is designed to do one thing and one thing only, and that is to cover the 20% that Medicare doesn't cover. So if you have Medicare Parts A and B and a drug plan, and you add a Medigap or a supplement plan, that then gives you 100% coverage for the year. And all Medicare plans run from January 1st till December 31st of each year, and then starts over the following year. So, having said that, there's another way to have Medicare coverage, and that is to have a Medicare Advantage plan. And the Advantage plan is a combination of Part A, Part B, Part D most of the time, and they call it Part C. So if you combine A, B, D of Medicare, you get Part C. And so the coverage is the same. Anything that is covered by Original Medicare must also be covered by a Medicare Advantage plan. It's just administered differently. You're literally dealing with the federal government if you have Original Medicare. But in the case of an Advantage plan, you are dealing with an insurance company, and your doctors are responsible for your care. So, and that's why you have a primary care doctor, and you've got a certain network to get your health care through. Now, in that Medicare Advantage Part C, there are two other distinctions made within that. You can get an HMO, which is a health maintenance organization, or a PPO, which is a preferred provider organizations. So HMO, PPO within the Advantage plans, and then Original Medicare is Original Medicare and the optional, because you don't have to have a supplement. It's wise, but you don't have to have a supplement. And so A, B, D, and a supplement on the original side. On the Advantage side, you have an HMO or a PPO that you have to choose from. Now, there are several special plans for Medicare under the Medicare Advantage side. For example, if you have a chronic condition, you then are eligible for a special plan, because usually things like diabetes, COPD, congestive heart failure, those are all considered chronic conditions, and there are plans specifically designed to address those, because they tend to require a little more care. Another way to have a Medicare Advantage plan is to have a dual plan. Now, in this case, dual means you have both Medicare and Medicaid. And so, without getting into too much of the details, Medicare, you can get any one of multiple ways. You can actually, when you turn 65, you become eligible for your Part A. Now, you don't have to enroll in Part B at the time, because, for example, you could still be working. You could still have coverage through your employer. And if that's the case, you do not have to enroll in Part B. Part A is automatically issued, because once you've worked your 10 years or 40 quarters and paid into Medicare, you're then eligible for Part A. And then you can choose to enroll in Part B at a later date, should you have any other coverage. If you don't have any coverage past 65, it is highly, 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 highly recommended that you enroll in Part B. Otherwise, you're sort of leaving yourself open for something that I'll discuss a little bit further down the road. So the chronic plans are available, the dual plans are available, and also the supplements that I've mentioned before, and that is to cover the 20% that Medicare does not cover. The drug plans, again, stand alone, but they are for your prescriptions. Now, in order to be eligible for Medicare, you have to be 65 or older. However, you can be younger than 65 and qualify for Medicare if you have a qualifying disability. So if you have qualifying disability, and once you go on that disability, once you've been disabled for 24 months, on the 25th month, you automatically become eligible for Medicare. So you could be 20, 40, 47, 32, whatever. You can be on Medicare at any of those ages as long as you have a qualifying disability. The other way to get it is if you've got end-stage renal disease or ALS. Those are all qualifying ways to have Medicare if you're not yet 65. You also have to be a legal resident of the United States, and you must have lived in the U.S. for 5 years in a row, including the 5 years just before applying for Medicare. So when can you enroll in Medicare? Well, for the first time, let's sort of stick with the turning 65 time frame of your life. When you turn 65, your birthday month and 3 months before and 3 months after your birthday month, so you have a 7-month window in which you can enroll in Medicare. Now, if you go beyond that time, then you could be setting yourself up for some things that you don't necessarily want to have to deal with, such as there's a penalty for people who don't have coverage through an employer but choose not to enroll in a Part B. They will accumulate a penalty over a period of time. So let's say you decide, well, I don't want to pay the Part B premium. And that's fine. You don't have to. But know that if somewhere down the road, years down the road, you then decide, well, I'm not as healthy as I was. Maybe now's a good time to enroll in Part B. There would then be a penalty of 10% per year for every year that you did not have your Part B. Now, that could be substantial because the other thing is the Part B never goes away. So even if you didn't have Part B for 2 years, once you then get it, the penalty is not just for 2 years, it is forever until you don't have Medicare anymore. The other way to avoid the penalty, the only other way to avoid the penalty, is if you then become eligible for Medicaid. Now, Medicaid is something that is, every state handles their Medicaid differently, but if you are eligible for Medicaid, even if you had a prior penalty, the fact that you're Medicaid qualified then makes that penalty go away. So that is the first time you enroll. There are what they call special enrollment periods. So obviously, you know, right now the period that we're in is what they call the annual election period. And this is when you get a chance to choose a plan or choose a different plan than what you've had during the previous 10 months. And you can make a change every year. If the plan that you chose in July is not working out for you too well, then every year between October 15th and December 7th, which is the period that we're in right now, you have another opportunity to make a different choice. And so you would get a hold of somebody, preferably a person that you can sit down with. I'm not a fan of calling a toll-free number, although there's nothing wrong with those, simply because I prefer the one-on-one. I prefer meeting the person, getting there, you know, sitting down face-to-face with them. I still make house calls. Do I enroll people over the phone? Absolutely. But I prefer the face-to-face simply because everyone that I've sat down with says to me at the end, they're glad they got to do this face-to-face as opposed to just, you know, over the phone, because there are questions that come up when you're sitting across from someone that somehow, you know, slip your mind if you are just over the phone. Now, beyond the annual enrollment period, which is right now, starting in January, from January 1st, till March 31st of every year, there is what you call the open enrollment period. And the open enrollment is for people who enrolled in a plan during this time, annual election, and for some reason, the plan's not quite working out, they don't like it, maybe they're doctors, all kinds of reasons. And so along those lines, you get another opportunity to make another choice. It is not another annual election period, it's just an opportunity to correct something that may not have worked out with the plan that you chose during this time of year. Thirdly, there are special enrollment periods throughout the year. So let's say you pick a plan now and it's working out fine, but in May or anytime throughout the year, you have to move. You move to another state. In some cases, maybe even moving to a different county may trigger a plan change, because if you're living in zip code 32905 and now you're living in Jacksonville, well, you're no longer in the zip code. And the Advantage plans are based on the zip code where you reside and what they call the service area within that zip code. So if you move out of there, you need to get another plan. If you move out of state, you'll certainly have to get another plan. So another qualifying special enrollment period is if you gain or lose Medicaid anywhere along the way during the year. So if you've had Medicaid and for some reason you lose your Medicaid, you have to enroll in a non-Medicaid plan, because the plans that people are allowed to enroll in if you are on Medicaid, those are special plans. They're designed specifically for people on Medicaid, and they tend to have more generous benefits than plans who are not for people on Medicaid. And so the other opportunity to have a special enrollment period is if you are diagnosed with a chronic condition, as I mentioned before, COPD, diabetes, and there are conditions that if you qualify and if you get diagnosed with any of those during the year, you then have a special election period to get into a chronic plan. If you are, for example, you passed 65 and you kept working, and at some point you decide, okay, so I'm just going to hang it up and retire for real, and you're going to lose your employer coverage, that's another special election period, which happens, again, whenever you retire, whenever you no longer are going to have coverage through your employer, then you want to sign up for Medicare, and you want to get a hold of someone maybe a month or two, certainly I would suggest 2 months before the date that you're actually going to go on Medicare, because you got to go through the application process. Part A you probably already have. Part B you have to apply for. It's got to be approved. It's got to go through, certain steps, and therefore you want to start on that for about 2 months before the month that you're actually going to retire. Now, if anyone has any question, let me give out my phone number one more time. It's 407-724-5897. And you can call that number. You can text me. I cannot, if you were to have a question right now that is specific to your plan, I can't address specific questions, but if you have a generic question, or if you just want to text me to say, hey, call me when you're done, I have a question, by all means, you can use that phone number to reach out. Again, 407-724-5897. Now, let's talk about prescription. Most Medicare Advantage plans include prescription coverage. There are some that don't. For example, I, as a veteran, I have a plan that does not include prescription coverage, because I have access to the VA and I can get my prescriptions from the VA. So now I have a plan that does not have prescription, but for the most part, Advantage plans include prescription coverage. For the year 2026, the maximum out-of-pocket for your prescriptions is going to be $2,100. It was $2,000 in 2025, this year. So what that means is, regardless of what you're taking, if you should reach the point where you have spent $2,100 for your prescriptions at any given time of the year, for the remainder of the year between then and December 31st, all of your prescriptions will be covered at 100%. So some of you may be familiar with something that was called the donut hole up until last year. So the donut hole has been done away with, and the max you will spend on your prescriptions will be $2,100 for the year 2026. The formulary, the way drugs work, is they are tiered 1 through 5. Tiers 1 and 2 are usually rather inexpensive prescriptions. Most of them have a $0 copay for that prescription. And so when you get into the tiers 3, 4, and 5, then that's when you're going to have some copays for your prescription. The formulary is basically the list of drugs that is covered by any given plan. Now, not all plans, not all companies have the same formulary. And so depending on what your needs are, if you sit down with someone like me, I will go over your prescriptions, make sure that they are covered by the plan of your choice, and make sure I'd be able to tell you, you know, this is a tier one, this is a tier two, three, four, and tell you exactly what you'll be paying for that prescription if that's something you take. Now, there's something called step therapy. Step therapy is basically if there are 2 or 3 drugs going from inexpensive to more expensive, your doctor and the insurance company may say, you know what, before we give you the expensive medication, let's see if the less expensive medication will do the trick. And if that's the case, you can go with the less expensive one. So that is, before they try the expensive one, they try out with the less expensive. Next one is quantity limits. There are prescriptions that will give you a 30 or 90-day supply all in one shot. Other drugs, because of their nature, will limit the amount that you can get. And, you know, that's how that works. Let's go over some other medication. Things to remember. Advantage plans must cover everything that Original Medicare covers. It does it differently. It does it through an insurance company rather than through the federal government. But anything that is covered by Original Medicare will be covered by an Advantage plan. And conversely, if it's not covered by Original Medicare, it will not be covered by an Advantage plan. One of the things that Advantage plans have done is they've added some additional benefits. For example, most plans, Advantage plans, have a dental benefit, a vision benefit, a hearing benefit. In some cases, they have a gym membership. So all those additional benefits are there, but only available through Advantage plans. Original Medicare does not have any of those things if you are enrolled in Original Medicare. As I said before, anyone who wants and requests this book, it's only 15 pages, 14 pages actually. Anyone who requests this book, so you can keep it on hand, because the information is generic, it is not plan specific. Anything that you want to know about your specific plan, you could certainly call me at 407-724-5897. For more details and more specifics about your plan. Okay, so let's see, make sure I've covered everything here for you. We've covered the chronic conditions. Now, access to your doctors. I talked about HMOs and PPOs before. So the HMO plan is absolutely, there's nothing wrong within an HMO. The difference is that it's a little more restrictive in terms of where you can get your care. What that means is when you enroll in a plan, you've got a zip code. Surrounding that zip code is what they call your service area. So you're saying you will get all of your care. In fact, you're required to get all your care within that area. The caveat to that is if you are out of town or somewhere else, or if you're traveling and you have an emergency, emergencies are always covered no matter where you are. But if you're home, you're supposed to get all your care within the network, the doctors, the hospitals that you've been assigned. The other way to have an Advantage plan is to have a PPO. So the PPOs also have a network. The difference is that the PPO does allow you to go outside of the network. So there may be a specialist that you want to see, but who's not part of your network. Well, with a PPO, you can in fact go see that specialist. Whereas with an HMO, you could still go see them, but you'd be responsible for the entire cost of whatever care you're provided from that doctor. Okay. Again, we've covered a lot. I'm available at 407-724-5897. I still make house calls. I talk to people over the phone. You can call that number. You can text that number. And I basically work 7 days a week. So whenever the moment strikes you and you have a question, don't hesitate to pick up the phone and call me. There are things, there are other ways, extra help that is provided for people in lower income. There's something called a low-income subsidy, and that deals with prescription coverage. So depending on your income, there are different tiers of lower income that you can have. So in some cases, the prescription coverage can be offset by 25, 50, 75, or 100%. So depending on your income, you could pay as little as zero or 25% of the prescription coverage. So the last number that I want to give is the Medicare number, the actual Medicare number. It's 800-633-4227, but always better to speak to someone who is local to you. For those of you who are not yet on Medicare, the application, the process of starting Medicare, you need to do by going to the Social Security website, ssa.gov, and that's where you start the application to eventually enroll in your Part A, Part B, and that's how you end up on Medicare. All right, let me give you one more time my phone number. I'm available whenever. You can text that number or call. It's 407-724-5897. I thank you. I appreciate your time, and I will be back next week, same time, same station. And any questions that are sent to me, I can address them depending on how specific they are. I try to address them over the air and by text for anyone who reaches out with a specific question. Again, my name is Stan Brouard. I am your Medicare expert. I live right here in Brevard County, and we are just about coming up to the end of the show. But again, I'm available. Call, text 407-724-5897, and I look forward to speaking to any and all of you who reach out.
So when it's time to make your plan, don't stress. Just call up Stan. For Medicare made simple and grand, you are in good hands with Medicare Stan.
Many more.